stand up for dissident journalism.
I never gave you the impression that I might be interested in helping Laszlo escape.
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Where many of you are on your way to hook up with the Virginia Citizens Defense League and Lobby Day today, and on with us, President of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, Philip Van Cleve. Good morning, Philip, and it's amazing. These years keep going by, and another Lobby Day has come, and they have a thorough and full list of bills that want to take our God-given rights away from us. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Doing good, Joe. Oh, yeah, they're really coming for... It's like with the Bruin decision that really restricted gun control. The gun control side has gone nuts.
Right. They've decided, well, we can write all these laws and then just hope most of them don't make their way to the Supreme Court for a ruling, it seems like. And one of the ones that I really am concerned the most about is this restriction on ownership of firearms if there are children in the house. And I knew this was coming as soon as that horrific story out of Newport News of the kid who took his mother's legally purchased firearm and went to school with it. I look at this legislation that says, you know, you're required to keep it locked up at all times if there's a child in the home. How do you even enforce that? Are we going to have, you know, law enforcement officers ordered to make random house-by-house checks just to see if you've got your legally owned firearms locked up? It's a chilling-sounding law, but I believe there's probably a decent number of Republicans that will support this.
Well, I hope not, but yeah, that's the gun controllers would be fine with people, just barging into your house to check on you. They seem to like that socialism kind of thing,
yeah.
And police state. It's a real issue, and like I've said, one size doesn't fit all. There are some 17, 16, 15, 14-year-olds out there that the parents have taught them how to shoot. They know gun safety. They know all that stuff. So locking up the gun when you've got somebody like that around that knows not to play with the gun but also knows, you know, what it is, knows how to use it in an emergency and so forth is silly. Again, it's the old one size fits all, and don't like that.
But if the police were going to do door-to-door checks for, say, marijuana possession, I think, you know, the civil rights activists would be up in arms, wouldn't they, Philip?
Oh, you bet. And, of course, keep in mind, anytime a police officer is invited in the home, and that's something you really shouldn't do, if they show up, step outside on the porch and close the door behind you, if they step in the home, they're free to look around and any of their senses pick up anything. So if they happen to notice a gun laying out, and notice you had a 17-year-old son in the other room, then you could be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Not real likely, but there it is. You know, it could happen. And again, we don't. That's just one on a whole list of things. They've got one that again makes you're the victim of a theft of a gun from your car, and they want to penalize you, the victim, $500, and they want to tow your car if your car is unattended and they happen to notice the gun isn't double locked. It's got to be in a locked vehicle, in a locked container. So if you just put the gun in the glove box and lock the car, that's not good enough for them. That would, they could tow your car if they discovered the gun was in that mode.
Yeah.
That's this law that they're working on. So it just shows you how crazy they are. Let's punish the victim. That's like punishing a woman because she wore a short skirt and then got raped. They don't do that, and that's what they're doing to gun owners.
And remember, in Virginia, all it requires is a 911 call, and the police have to take action. Once a 911 call has been placed, if you call 911 and say, I think there's a white Ford van with WCHV on the side that has a gun in it, they have to open the car and investigate. They have no choice in the matter, and that's the thing that people forget about. The way law enforcement is can be used by the activist class. Talk about their fixation on the Biden-esque term assault firearms, Philip, and including just scary looking weapons. They're back again at this kind of stuff, aren't they?
They got five bills to do it, and they've expanded what is quote-unquote assault weapon. Now they even include a rifle or a handgun with a fixed magazine that will hold more than 12 shots. And if you got an AR, if you have an attachable magazine at all, I don't care if it only holds one round. That and one other feature, and you now have a quote-unquote assault rifle that can't be sold. and no new ones bought after after July of this year if the law were to pass and so forth. So they have just, yeah, and they want to ban suppressors. So they want people to make loud noises when they're target practicing in their backyard to disturb their neighbors, you know, as opposed to quieter and safer for everybody's hearing. But no, they don't want that. They want to get rid of suppressors.
Now, I know they want to expand even red flag laws to then let them do background checks in your history even further back. But there are good bills, too, including getting rid of the red flag laws and getting rid of Albemarle County's ability to have a ban on firearms possession in county parks.
Parks in community and recreation centers and at permitted events. Yeah, there are bills to do that. You've got that. You have constitutional carry. You know, if you can own a gun, how does it? Why does it matter how you carry it? You're legally owning it. You know, so it doesn't matter if you conceal it or have a coat on or if you don't. And so that law would allow us to still get permits if we want one, but you wouldn't have to. You buy the gun, you legally own it, you carry it however you want.
Let me ask you this, because this one really stuck out to me. And again, vcdl.org, and try to join them today. If not, call your legislator and tell them that you're, you know, part of and you want them to stop some of these bills. The one that I really find, this shadow ban that's going to restrict the number of people that can give CHP courses, you know, I find to be just Orwellian. Well, you can still get one if you can find somebody that will give you the class. You can get a concealed handgun permit.
Yeah. And the cost is going to be, you know, three times what you would have paid before, because there's less instructors, more demand, you know, and. Yeah, in fact, well, part of that's a vendetta against the National Rifle Association. One of the bills in there, yeah, struck out all National Rifle Association instructors. I mean, the NRA is renowned for their teaching. That's one thing they really have gotten down pat. Mm-hmm. A separate division of the organization, and that's what they were founded on originally, was teaching people to accurately and safely shoot guns. So they want to strike them out, and all of their instructors, that's lots of people that instruct across the state. All that would be gone, and you'd have to find somebody that had DCJS, Department of Criminal Justice Services, to teach you a course, and it would make an absolute mess. Oh, not only that, they also want to make it so you can't have a protective vest that has, a plate in it. So they don't want you to carry a gun, and they don't want you to have a vest to protect yourself with it in a passive manner.
Yeah, government has all the power. Philip, where are people mustering this morning to get together with you in Richmond?
Right at the General Assembly Building at 9th Street and Main. Mm-hmm. And we are the rally will be at 11 o'clock at the Bell Tower, which is in the Capitol Square. Right there, in the Capitol Square, right when you go into it, kind of to the left is where the Bell Tower is, and that's where we'll be rallying from 11 to noon.
I know Senator Chase was telling me she's on the speaker's day, as obviously yourself and a lot of great folks there. And again, folks, let this be an example of the most peaceable thing that ever happens in Richmond these days. Philip, I appreciate it as always. It's vcdl.org. Philip Van Cleve, president thereof. Have a great rally today, sir.
Thank you, Joe. I hope we do.
Being tuned in means
caring about what happens to you, not politicians.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.